Oh, I love when that happens. Oh, that never gets old. It's so, so precious. Look at your little mortal face. Oh, I'm sorry, mortal with a little extra. Because you're not quite human, are you, vampire hunter? Oh, of course I know you're a vampire hunter. Who else would you be? Only a vampire hunter would burst in quite so rudely as you did. Manners a little lacking, aren't they? Ooh. Don't be so sensitive. Though you are sensitive, aren't you? A little extra something. Heightened senses. Strength and cunning. You're a little smarter than the average village idiot. Oh, come on. All those smarts, all that specialness, and you had no idea that I was a girl. Not that I'm just a girl. That's a severe understatement of what I am. But you didn't know that I was female. You had no idea that the vampire you were coming to kill is me. Your kind never do. Which is just so gravely insulting. Though I must admit, it's been quite a while since I saw a vampire hunter. Hundreds of years, in fact. Your kind are quite rare nowadays. Such pity. Vampire hunters are always so, so very good looking. It's a compliment. No need to scowl. See, this underlines what I said about no manners. Maybe it's a lifestyle. Solitary and nomadic. Maybe it's the focus. You're pretty highly strung, aren't you? Completely understandable, though. But what you need is to relax. Oh, you'll relax after you kill me. You know how to kill the mood, don't you? Oh, you also know how to kill vampires. You don't talk to people much, do you? Oh, you just seem a little, you know, socially inept. You have no idea what's going on here, do you? You don't like that. You don't like that. You like being in control, don't you? Oh, you do. So do I. I love being in control. I love power. Do you practice that whole speech? You do, don't you? You do. Are you blushing? Don't bother lying, I can tell. That's adorable. Who knew you were adorable? I did. I know all about you. just because I live in a lonely castle doesn't mean that I don't get about. I'm a shapeshifter, remember? Oh, you weren't certain. You don't know very much about me, do you? We can fix that with a little dinner. Some conversation, getting to know each other. You say that like you have a choice. You don't. Do you remember earlier when I said it's been a while since I saw a vampire hunter? Well, you see, that's because I'm very good at being a vampire. I'm very good at getting to them before they even get a sniff of me. You know what people are like in these villages and towns. They talk. They love the sound of their own voice. They love to gossip. And a vampire hunter, that is the kind of gossip that can travel miles. I always know. I always see you coming. And that is why they never, ever got close. But you did. You got very close. You're right here. Just where I wanted you to be. I've been watching your career with interest. And I am very, very interested. Tell me, vampire hunter, do you know how you got that little extra something of yours? Do you know why your senses are so acute? Why you're stronger than you should be. Why you're good at hunting. Oh, training. Training. No. It's in your blood. Do you know who the first vampire hunter was? Who was a daywalker? A vampire that could walk in the sun. But for that benefit, he paid greatly. He was weaker, frailer. He was less. And he was angry about it. He was jealous. So jealous. The petty kind of jealous that makes you want to kill. And he did. He hunted his own kind. And then he bred with those he used to eat. And his bloodline, though diluted, was still stronger than any other mortal strain. You're a little bit like me. Oh, you are. A little tiny bird. Now he was weaker than a ordinary vampire, but all his children are weaker still. But they still have an edge. An edge that can be honed by all that training. All those drills. I've watched you and it's exhausting. I've watched you. Of course I've watched you. You see, this castle is awfully big and awfully lonely, but mortals, not quite my thing. A little fragile. A little bit too emotional. But you're not, are you? Only you are because you're angry. You're seething, but you're hiding it well. That's the vampire in you, you see. We vampires make out as if we don't feel emotion, as if we're cold, because we're dead. But the truth is, we feel. Oh, we definitely feel, and we feel so deeply. But we don't show it. And we certainly don't show it to mortals. But I'm lonely. I'm so lonely. I want a consort. I want someone to share all of this with. I know there's more than you could ever know. My kingdom, my riches, my secrets. I have so much to share, but it has to be with the right person. The right person. Someone who is not ordinary. Someone who is dangerous, because I'm very dangerous. Someone who is stubborn, resolute, determined. Someone who is in this very room. Oh, never! Was that a giggle? Did you make me giggle? Do you know how long it's been since I've giggled? 8 days. When you fell off that platform, that was hilarious. I told you I was watching. So, you're not going to make this easy for me, are you? Oh, goody. I knew you wouldn't. Because I don't want easy. I don't like easy. Easy is fleeting. And I have so much time. I need more. I need a little something extra. And oh, you just so happen to have that. Oh, you're going to kill me. You're going to try. And you're going to fail. Because you have no idea who I am. You have no idea what I am. Don't say I'm a... We'll work on that. Though I am inclined to go a little easier on you. You are dealing with a few shocks after all. I'm a woman, you're part vampire. What to do? Don't tell the villagers, they will have it all over the country. Oh no, I did a bad thing. I did an awful thing. Oh no. I might have told the villagers that you were part vampire. It'll be all over the place by now, so that might make it difficult for you. So sorry. But not to worry, because my door is open for you. I have a room made up for you, and I have a feast waiting, and you're just going to try and kill me, aren't you? Of course you are. But you see, this whole room is a trap. Oh, and suddenly so still. Suddenly so focused. Trying to find out what's the trap. Well, it's the fool. I like that face. You are very, very pretty. But that face when you fall, it's a joy. I'm not going to make it easy for you. Why would I? I don't want easy. Now you might be wondering why I'm still talking. You could be dead, but you're not. Despite the great distance that you just fell. Now you're in my dungeon. No, you're in my sub-dungeon. Or are you in... Oh no, you're in the caves. Well, you've got weapons. You'll be fine, and I'm sure you'll find your way back up by... tomorrow night. It's a good thing I prepared a cold supper. And by I mean... my dinner did. You are going to be so very pissed off. Oh, this is going to be fun. And as I outwit you, you'll get to know me. And as you get to know me, well, that little bit extra will become a little bit stronger. I want a consort. But you're not there yet. But you will be. You will be. I've been waiting for you. Longing for you. I can wait a little longer. Especially when I'm going to be so thoroughly entertained. I'll see you tomorrow night. Or maybe sooner. Maybe you'll get the drop on me. But you won't. Because you have no idea who I am. But you will. Oh, darling. You will.